are approaching an octopus. Mostly they will hide from us. Something may emerge with patience. It may be possible to catch a glimpse. An octopus.
One must have seen it. Orpheus. Orpheus. Homer. Orpheus. Hesiod. Homer. Orpheus. Hesiod. Homer. Only made the chimera. Orpheus. Only made the chimera. Hesiod. Only made the chimera. Homer. Only made the chimera. Hesiod. Only made the chimera. only made the chimera. God made the octopus.
Synaptodon.
Octopus.
Orpheus.
Scorpionicorns. Glabs. Scotify. Echinodermite. God made the octopus. Apodidae. Octoptidae. Roxolana.
The chambered nautilus.
Actinopterus. Hesiod.
Cyclops. If he asks for me, I shall be in my chamber, sighing and old.
The massive bed.
Building around the beginning, my childhood room is so small looking that tiny bed I once curled.
Anictiastis.
That I must always revisit is a place I carry it with me, so without it I could not move.
Oh, that's so corrupted.
A sort of airing out of all my life, so if I must move backwards to move forwards, it is not like the man of antiquity who, before he did anything, took a step like the bullfighter who leaps back in order to deliver the mortal thrust.
Entractables.
It is more like breath. If often I am permitted to return to not a meadow, if it is a garden I am in, if I am an octopus, which I am not.
Solidarity.
Still, I am closely connected, and if there is what lies beneath,
fructus,
there is also what is out of sight, is out of mind, and in the unexplored depths, no man fathomed, there be octopus, and there be also plastic. Life. Animal. A common ancestor, flat and worm-like. My stomach is in my foot, and my foot split in two, rising from the seabed where the head is at. The foot, tentacles, could be called a flowering. Fins. Mass extinction event. Land ahoy, got legs. mass extinction event. I lose my shell. Mass extinction event. Mass extinction event. An octopus emerges and now it gives me wings. Mass extinction event. What was called man, mass extinction event.
If terror be the object, the octopus is a masterpiece. Its most terrible quality is its softness. A glutinous mass possessed of a will. What more frightful? Glue filled with hatred.
Do cuttlefish dream of Freudian psychoanalysis? If it is as Wittgenstein says, if the lion could talk, he wouldn't understand me. When a dog runs in her sleep, we say she is dreaming of rabbits. Maybe. In seeing that you get the blues. An octopus has eyes like ours. This is most like us. Still, down there, almost everything is blue. If an octopus can see blue. And though an octopus is usually alone, this does not mean they get lonely.
It is phosphorescent. It awaits the nectar. It adorns itself. It lights up. It illuminates itself.
Thank you.
What, when it emerges, disrupts knowledge and power? That is a monster. A spectre.
Spread out in pallid irradiation.
Here be an octopus.
In shallowy depths.
Gilead awoke hungry. More than an opening, a fervent longing to penetrate the secrets of nature, wonderful, strange,
in pallid irradiation.
Never dry,
spectre.
Gloomy, polished, slippery, ruddy, blood-coloured stains on the walls.
In shadowy depths.
A chamber resembling a sanctuary, a horizontal crevice filled with wonder.
Spread out in pallid irradiation.
Plunging his hand in, he begins to grope in the darkness. An orifice. An opening.
In shadowy depths.
The entrance. And the exit.
A spectre.
Paralyzed with fear. The cork has human passions.
Spread out in pallid irradiation.
She makes herself beautiful. Phosphorus. His arm is grasped.
Shadowy depths.
Strange crashes.
A spectre.
As if innumerable minute mouths fasten
spectre set.
A pang went through its body, every nerve and muscle. Quiver.
In shadowy depths.
A feeling of indescribable horror crept over. Slow undulations. We were never tired of penetrating mysteries of the submarine world.
Perspective.
Finally, a huge slimy mass.
In shadowy depths.
Round and flattened, issued from below
the cavern sun.
He gave himself up for lost. The monster itself, a loathsome receptacle. Fearful creature, he plunged the point of his knife into.
In shadowy depths. a spectacle. In southern depths, a spectre sun. It has no bones. It has no blood. If a fear were an octopus stepping out of my shell, like a thing called a bad name, like monster, like saying is chipping away like little words in my beak, like mouth. It has no fear. Like you're afraid of it, aren't you? It is unspeakable that the living speak the dead. It is flat that the living speak the living. There is always water between you. If we meet, I am mostly out of my element, which is mostly air, not in water. It has no bones. Oxygen between us and the copper in your bloodstream. Mine rust like. It has no thoughts. Say that I could speak to an octopus, or say, speaking, say, I say as you say, but I don't. It is for, say, this is the body speaking, say, if I were thinking with my arms, what would it be like saying, thinking? There is nothing in it. Say, the lyric survives without the speaker, say, the song survives without the singer. It has no bones. Say, the world survives when there is no one, neither here nor there, to say on. It has no thoughts. Thank you. therefore can you say it was magic? The cartographer of most of the seamen. To be accurate, cricket. Depicted in whatever way. Cricket in whatever way. You live in the sea. On the part of what? On the part of. Most of the way you want. Most of the scene is right there. The part of the front will stay to be fat. This is a biopic. You cook it. You look in the sea. The picture in the other way. Reflect an identity in the sea. Reflect an effort in the way you want to be accurate. This is a wild picture. Cook it. To be accurate. And then you to be in a part of. Nervous system. If I could touch you, I could talk to you. This feeling in my arms, the fringe of memory, a bleak neuron. What this arm, this eye know. How is that? I could lose myself in love. If I could touch you. How that? How that? How that? Hold on. Hold on. Like muscle memory, like a musician's fingers know how to play without thought.
It superimposes itself upon you by a thousand miles. Harder with man with pleasure, and form but one.
Reply to the Argonaut. When Marianne Moore wrote a poem for you, you were a paper nautilus, which in a poem is a different thing. A poem craves paper, as the paper nautilus, a true octopus, can leave but still clings to her shell. As a simile shows, a thing is not another thing, but is a part. Neither paper, nor nautilus, nor devil, nor fish, nor ship. What is it that you are living like you are? Being suspicious, though graceful, and who would not be being so caught up, so placed in an aquarium, a poem, a language? How to be small, yet off the open ocean, the tidal drifts, and the poem craves myth too, a pattern to help construct the shell. Aristotle, long ago on the shoreline, saw an octopus older than sadness, if sadness is a human thing. It uses the thin webs when a breeze is blowing for a sail and lets down some of its feelers alongside as rudder oars, saying you are the boat and the sailor and not the sea, at the surface and too small to care, too delicate to truly be a monster. Modestly concealing her monstrous parts in a shell as white as a wedding dress or an egg, sack a knot, a ship, a figure hovering halfway now in the sea. As another myth, a mother envelops as a figure of love. What it is that arms can know, and as if we knew love as a human thing, and as if it were enough, when the sea swallows our fortresses. Dressed only in black, Marianne Moore, to you I doff my tricorn hat. You could look at an animal and not see species collapse, and you looked like you loved as a kind of care it takes to build a shell or raise a child or live with your mother or handle an octopus or a poem. There are known knowns that the ocean is becoming acid, and known unknowns that you are the only true octopus not to shed your shell, only soon it will start to dissolve.
The tiger can only devour